Joining us now, live, guitarist Nils Lofgren from the E Street Band. Nils, welcome back to WTOP.
Thanks, Debbie. Hey, Mark. It's great to be on the radio with you. I'm excited to head back to old D.C. to do a great show.
A lot of folks don't know that you're a local guy.
Yeah, I moved there in 59 from Chicago, where I just played. And, grew up there and my band Grimm, my first professional band, really cut our teeth there in the D.C. scene before we headed out to L.A. So my mom and brothers are still there, and always great to come back to the D.C. area.
That is excellent. Do you get back here often?
Not a lot. My wife, who's from West Orange, New Jersey, settled out in Scottsdale, Arizona years ago, so I'm out here a lot. But I go back and forth, and I'm excited to get back to D.C. I'm going to stay a few days and see my brothers and my mom, and kind of old home week for me there.
So let's talk a little bit about the show. What can we expect? Anything different coming up Friday night that we haven't seen before?
Well, they're the longest shows we've ever done. We're doing 3.5 hours plus regularly.
Wow.
Which is exhausting. They're the most improv shows we've ever done, which we've always kind of changed the set list and done a unique show every night. But the improv stuff is pretty much off the charts. Bruce is pulling signs out from the audience. We're playing songs we never played in our lives together.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun. It's very challenging. And we've got a great five-piece horn section, which share the duties. Of course, there's no Clarence, too, and I miss Clarence terribly, but we do have a great horn section and added a couple more singers. It's the biggest band we've ever had, 18 pieces strong.
Wow.
And it's just an enormous kind of soul review, if you will, and featuring everything and anything from the early days to the new album, of course, Bruce put out. And, again, just a lot of improv, the arrangements, solos, the set list we never follow. And it's pretty exciting adventure. And I guess, Bruce is determined to make every night a unique night that no one will ever see again. And he's been doing it every night so far.
And fans love it. And so much looking forward to seeing the Wrecking Ball tour. I want to know, how do you do it? You're telling us 3.5 hours, which probably means 4, because you guys are going to keep going and the fans are going to keep screaming. But how do you get the stamina to do this repeatedly and for as long as you've been doing it with the E Street Band?
Well, I've been in the band 28 years, and I just completed my 44th year on the road. So I've been a performer, obviously, for 4.5 decades. It's what I love to do. So fortunately, when Bruce isn't out, I'm out doing my own shows. I'm out at the Birchmere or some of the local places I love to play. Actually, I put out a new record called Old School this year, early this year. You can get it at nilsofren.com. And so I've kind of trained my whole life for this. Yes, it's a 3.5 hour plus show is exhausting, but it's also exhilarating. And I found a new level of appreciation, really, for the live performance. I've got a great wife and 4 dogs, and I don't like leaving home anymore. So I think that makes me even more inspired and excited by the opportunity to go out and play, because that's what I'm there for. I'm not excited about an airplane terminal or a hotel room anymore. I want to make the most of that being away from home, and that's the show with the band. And I think I've never seen Bruce better or stronger, so we're all benefiting from that, and I'm honored to be there.
It's amazing. Well, we're all looking forward to it. Thank you so much, Nils, for joining us here live on WTOP, and good luck with the show on Friday.
Yeah, so excited to get back to D.C. We'll do a great show for everybody, and most of the audience will be my family or friends.
Awesome. Welcome home.